It is April 13. I met a guy with whom we stood in line to enlist in the army on the second day of a full-scale invasion. He was greatly surprised because, as it turned out, there are very few of us, those who were in service from the first days, who are still alive today. He said straight out, "Look, we are still alive, even though we were going to die back then. We had almost no chance of survival, and yet here we are." Indeed, looking back, you realize that we really walked on the edge, that through the bloodbath of the first months of the war, we were pulled only by a miracle, and for some reason it was us and not the others. A couple of days after meeting this guy, I was at the cemetery. It was the anniversary of the death of a person from the unit where I now serve. The cemetery is not in the largest city of Ukraine, and there are entire alleys of the graves of people killed by Russians since 2022. I cannot convey these feelings, this despair, when you see endless graves of very young guys and girls who were buried only because the stupid Russian Führer decided to destroy Ukrainians and his spineless slaves went to carry out this senseless desire of an old idiot. Every day, several war dead are buried in this cemetery, and I repeat, this is far from the largest city, and this is not the only cemetery in it. It's so painful, it's almost unbearable. And this unbearable feeling grows more and more. I understand that the war could last for years, and that means for years the size of cemeteries will grow. For years the number of widows and orphans will increase. We won't lose, we won't retreat, we have nowhere to retreat. We ever win or simply disappear, and we don't want to disappear. But what to do with this feeling of horror from overcrowded cemeteries, from crying mothers and children, I don't know. For everyone lucky enough to survive the war and see peace, it will be difficult because of the understanding of the price of victory. God, how many people could have been saved, how many parents would have returned to their children, how many destinies would not have been ruined if we had enough modern weapons. If it were the Russians, not us, who hit every day from the missile attacks and air strikes. But unfortunately, this did not happen, and for the lack of iron, the best of us have to pay with blood, pay literally with the future of Ukraine, young guys and girls, brave and smart.